Peace, peace, everyone. This is Mama Serene Blue 7. You already know. For those who are new, welcome. For those who have returned, thank you. I appreciate you. Of course, as always, I'm trying. If you hear this new beat in the background, I know usually I record with like rain and you get like the full rawness of the audio in the background, all the sounds, but I decided to switch it up. So for those who are listening, I do not own the copyrights to the background music. I'm gonna say it again. I do not own copyright to the background music. This is just an instrumental that I found that I thought would be a nice switch up. And we're going to try it out on this podcast episode. And we're going to make it do what it do. But without further ado, again, this is Mama Serene Blue 7. Back with another podcast episode. I hope wherever you are, whatever time of day it is, that with it being the month of November, yesterday was that Taurus solar eclipse. If I'm not mistaken, it was a full moon solar eclipse. So my energy is definitely interesting right now. But tonight, for me, it's nighttime. And this is still like continuation from Ego Death 2022 last podcast episode, but this is something in specific. A situation, a story time that has really been replaying in my mind. And I know at this point, for me to sit down and be like, okay, what am I going to discuss next? Like, what am I going to talk about next? And this was the story time that came up for me. And I'm going to try my best to tell this story, and whatever comes out, what comes out, you know? But I'm going to take a break. And of course, this has to deal with relationships, but I'm not talking about platonic and I'm not talking about romantic. I'm talking about what some people would consider as foundation, which some people identify as family. Along my journey, along with this process and trying to heal and learning lessons with boundaries, I was not expecting for a family member to pop up. But of course, you know, I started seeing the signs. So I knew it was only a matter of time, but, you know, I gotta stop just expecting. I should just get more comfortable with expecting the unexpected. But I kept seeing signs, like songs. I would hear her name. I was seeing things throughout social media that was reminding me of my grandmother. My father's grandmother, to be exact, which I know I have mentioned her in my worthy podcast episodes from a while back. And what's interesting to me is she called me, you know what I'm saying? And I knew from jump when she called, I was actually in the middle of a therapy session. And my therapist was like, oh, you know, you don't really get to talk to family. So if they're calling, this must be something going on. We can always reschedule therapy. And I was like, no. No. Like, they're not consistent enough in my life to where I need to stop what I'm doing to respond to them. No. So I waited till after the therapy session. I go back to call my grandmother. And you would think that if I have not spoken to this woman in about a year and a half, at least, if not pushing 2 years. So a year and a half to 2 years, I have not spoken to you. And you call me, I call you back, and you tell me you busy on the phone talking to somebody, and you haven't spoken to me? Oh, you already messed up. That's one red flag. So I was like, okay, you know, grandma, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Call me back. Mind you, when she calls back, this is like 30 minutes before I need to go pick up my daughter from school. So this conversation was not long. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God I didn't feed into this conversation. But it was a conversation that needed to be had, and it was definitely a conversation that was healing for me. And when she called back, you know, she was trying to act like nothing, like time did not, you know what I mean? Like time has not passed. And once she caught on to the tone of my voice, because I was very dry, like basically like what you want. Because me and you don't talk consistent enough to be on the phone just lollygagging. And this is how I feel about my grandmother, you know? So take that in mind. And once she cut out the bullshit on the phone, you know, kissing ASS, kissing my ASS, buttering me up, trying to sweeten me up, trying to make me soft on the phone. She was just like, you know, with all things that have happened and been considered with what has happened, I would hope that you have found forgiveness in your heart for me. And I asked her, do you even know why you're asking for forgiveness? Because I feel like some people be saying sorry or asking for forgiveness, and they just saying the shit because it sounds good. So I'm the type of person sometimes, depending on who that person is, I gotta ask you, like, you gotta validate to me why you feel worthy to ask me for forgiveness. And she went backsliding into, you know, I have these head injuries from my abusive marriage that was, you know what I mean? However long ago it was, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. And I'm just like, did you really just have the audacity to tell me that the reason why you can't be consistent in my life is due to that. Don't get me wrong, like, I sympathize with that. I feel for that. Of course I feel for that, because I see how my parents have resulted to. So I'm not going to say it cannot have an effect on the body. But for you to sit here and tell me that's the reason. Okay, sure. Whatever, Grandma. Like, whatever floats your boat. And I had to explain to her the forgiveness that you want me to give you, I can't give you. I can only give you the forgiveness that where I'm at. And where I'm at is, I love you enough to let you go. I'm not one of them people that's gonna hold on to you and try to manipulate and keep you somewhere where you don't want to be. No, I'm gonna let your ass the fuck go. I don't care who you are. And yes, that could definitely be a result from how I grew up, how I was raised. True enough. But I also have learned throughout that distance that it's protecting me. Now, if it's a trauma response, then I'm, you know what I mean? Like, it is what it is. But I've also learned from distant family members. They come around whenever the fuck they want to. And then they feel like they can ask you for shit. And they're always so fucking surprised and shocked that it doesn't go in their favor. And I just be like, why? Why are you so surprised? So, I just told her, like, I got enough love in my heart to let you go. I have enough love in my heart to let my father go, my mother go. But this is, like, crazy to me that you are calling, like, the bait. Like, I am my grandmother's, like, baby granddaughter. Like, you know how you have baby girl of the family? I am my grandmother's baby girl. So, at least on my father's side. So, it to me, it was crazy for her to call me, because I'm like, whoa, you missed some steps. Because you can't call and ask me for forgiveness without fully hearing my explanation. And it sounded like at this point she was annoyed. But I was just like, you know, you're asking me to forgive you. And to me, that's skipping steps. Forgiving you is forgiving my mother and father. And don't get me wrong. Like, the stuff that happened in my childhood and as a teen, without a doubt, it definitely molded me, changed me, transformed me into the person that I am. So, do I still sometimes get sad about those situations? Yeah, because it was fucked up situations. But it's not to the point where it's like, oh my God, I hate my parents for when I was 6 years old and this and that happened to me. And they didn't protect me. They didn't make sure I was safe. They didn't make sure it's not that. Like, this is, I have so much family dysfunction that when I literally tell people, tell me an age and I can tell you a traumatic event. Like, it's been that much to the point where it's went from inner child, inner teen, to me as an adult. And I had to tell my grandmother that, like, look, this is not, you know what I mean? Like, this is not Mama Serene Blue 7. I didn't say that to her, but this is meant spiritually. This is how I was telling her. Like, This is not Mama Serene Blue at 6 and 7 years old. This is the adult me now. And so you're asking for forgiveness, and I feel like you're missing a step because you need to go to your son. And see where this, you know what I mean? See why this apple really didn't fall far from the tree. Because for you to reach out to me in this much distance only tells me about the people between us, where you are with them. And she kind of confessed to like, yeah, won't nobody speak to me. And I was like, so you calling me way in the bumfuck in isolation? You're interrupting my peace for this? And she was just saying, so you, even throughout all this distance, she said, like, you really don't want to reconnect with family at all. Because you sound, like, she was so shocked that I was calm about it. And I was just like, yeah. Because what you guys showed me when I was 6, what you guys showed me when I was 16, what you guys showed me when I was 26, and you know what I mean? I'm 2 years shy of being 36. Like, nah, I'm good. How many more times you gotta kick a dog when it's down? I'm good on that. Like, if my mother and father don't accept my children, you're dead to me. The fucked up shit that my grandmother has said about my daughters, bitch, you dead to me. The fucked up shit that my oldest sister has said about my kids, joke or not, bitch, you dead to me. Like, there's no coming back from that. There's no CPR. There's no little written piece of paper anywhere that says resuscitate this person. You're dead to me. Like, in my world, to have these type of issues, and to those that get it, like, thank you. Like, and to those that don't, like, I hope you never don't ever get this. But it's the peace that I have with it is that I don't want to re-enter that back in my life. Like, to me, I feel like my whole family setup, it's been one big illusion. Like, it's always been me, like, Cinderella trying to paint this picture, like, after I put on these fucking slippers, like, a magic switch is gonna come on, and we're gonna be perfect. We're gonna be cheaper by the dozen, like the movie. Like, we're gonna be all the family TV shows. Full House, The Cosby Show, like, Family Matters. We're gonna be all them shows. Black, white, don't matter. We're gonna be all them shows in one, and no. Because the reality of the situation that I had to end up telling my grandmother was like, you went this long without talking to me. So obviously, I'm not a priority. I've never been a priority. And then I had to break it further down to her and tell her, like, look, you go back and you talk to my mother. Ask her how many times when I was a child that I asked to be adopted. Like, I used to cry and beg and ask them, I don't want to be around these family situations no more. I'd rather be adopted. And when I said that to her, she was like, I never knew you felt that way. I don't doubt what you're saying, but I never knew you felt that way. And I was like, because y'all don't care. Y'all don't care. And I was like, in just all honesty, like, whoever, I don't, like, you haven't even been on my radar the last month, and it's like, you want me to give you this fake illusion of family love, and I can't give it to you. But I got enough love in my heart to respect and honor that if it had not been for you, my parents wouldn't have been created, and I wouldn't be here, and I wouldn't be the type of mother that I fucking am for these children I got now. So thank you, but no thank you. Like, I don't need that in my life. Because if I was to, like, I even spoke about this with my therapist, that, like, and I went back and I told her this conversation, and I was just like, she was like, you know, I think you're done grieving them. Like, you've pretty much made up your mind. You know you can't go back there. Like, it'll never be safe. So, the thing is, she, my grandmother, was like, I could tell the narcissistic traits in her was coming out. And she was just so much, like, taken aback to my twin boys was crying in the background. I was getting them ready to go. And, you know, she said this, like, low-key shade of a comment, like, oh my gosh, like, you have 5 kids and you pick them up and you take them to school. Like, I could never be that mother. And in my back of my mind, my subconscious, I said, bitch. And then the rest came out of my mouth, you know, physically. I said, I'm not the most perfect mother. Trust me, I make mistakes. I do. I make mistakes all the time. Excuse me. I am not the most perfect mother, but I tell you, my mother skills, where I'm strong at, can't nobody fuck with. Because looking at them is my inner child. Looking at them is me. So when I say I'm not perfect, no, every meal is not cooked. Mm-mm. Sometimes the meal's coming straight up out the freezer. Not gonna lie. But I'm doing my best. But where I do show up is this is why I haven't been able to record, because I'm still healing from it, but I wanted you all to hear, like, the tone of this conversation, because I go back and I look at my statistics of who was listening, so I know whoever's listening, either you're younger than me and you've experienced some of these family dynamics already. So, I responded to my grandmother, getting back to it. Y'all know I'm a Gemini. Getting back to it. And I was just like, I'm going to always be this type of mother. Like, I used to write college papers about, like, I was going to be this mother. And I was going to have this career. And I was going to have this family. So, I'm like, damn. I've always been this person. And when I responded, it was like, whatever. Well, I'm going to let you go and pick your babies up so that you can make sure when y'all get home, you can pack their lunches and iron their school clothes. And I was like, yeah, because those are my kids. If my kids need me to do that for them to make sure they have the best day at school tomorrow, I'm going to do that. Like, bitch, who the fuck are you? And then I have to remember, oh yeah, she's projecting on me. Because she didn't get the type of mother. And because of that, my father didn't get the type of mother that he deserved to get. Not deserved, that he needed to have. So, it just ended the whole conversation with this toxic forgiveness from an elder. It ended with me telling her, like, you know, I love you enough to let you go. And if this is the last time that I speak to you, this is it for me. And I can honestly say I'm okay with that. Like, if I got a call saying that your time has come, it's not, I'm going to be one of those guilt trip ass family members showing up crying. That's how y'all know them the most fucked up ass family members. The ones that be at the damn funeral acting a fucking plum fool. That's their damn guilt showing the fuck out. I'm so sound in my peace, I don't even have to fucking show up. So, forgiveness is up to you. It's not up to the other person. Once you make it about the other person, you're looking for the other person's validation. And that is always a risk of getting, that is always a risk of getting your feelings fucked up. And of course, there was a whole lot more to this conversation, but you know, it just be blowing me away sometimes in dating when people be like, so you really just, you don't have a mother and father. I'm like, look, you gotta, like, if that's an issue for you that I don't have an accountable, a responsible, a mature parent, I don't have maturity. I don't have mature parents that are in my life. To me, I still feel like they're stuck in a place that, where I can't be. And because they didn't respect me as a young girl, young woman, to the woman that I am now, they ain't never gonna, you know what I mean? Like, I can't beg and ask them if I show up and they, no. So toxic forgiveness is real, people. People will come your way trying to offer you fucking forgiveness. And in pretending to keep the peace. And they really not. But what I will say is I'm glad I handled that call the way that I did. I didn't let that phone call. Because usually when I get phone calls from distant DNA, aka distant family members, like, I will process that conversation for so fucking long and be upset and just bad, down bad. This time it didn't last nearly as long at all. Excuse me. It didn't last nearly long at all. And it was like, okay, good, I must be healing, like, finally, you know? These holidays are definitely in effect. And in closing this podcast, I'm definitely thinking about sharing the story of, you know, how I treat holidays now. And yeah, so how I treat holidays now, coming from the dysfunctional family that I am DNA related to. So be on the lookout for that upcoming episode. But just know, like, there are different stages to forgiveness. And when someone comes at you with toxic forgiveness, claiming to keep the peace, and they really not, they really trying to manipulate you in their favor, let them go. Let them go. I wish them the best. But I honestly really feel like I don't think I'll ever lay my physical eyes on another family member ever again. Now, we may talk, we may text from here and there, but I really don't. I really don't see me being reuniting with family ever again. And I say this, and then I'm, like I said, this is in closing. If you get into any type of relationship and someone tells you, you know, by you not having a healthy functioning relationship in your life with your parents or whoever the family members may be, and they're looking at you like you're toxic, and they haven't even taken the time to hear you out or hear your whole story. Fuck them people. Because it's like every time I tell somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm all we got. They be looking at me like, you is crazy. No. You don't know my story. Were you there? You know what I mean? Like, was you there during my divorce when my father told me? He hopes that my soon-to-be ex-husband at the time treats me worse than he treated my mother. Was you there when, you know what I mean? Your parents told you in so many words, or less words thereof. Let me say that in basically straight up told you, like, look, your daughters having autism does not run in our family, so we don't know who their family to. Bitch, what? You did. And y'all just be thinking like family members can come back from that. Fuck out of here. Mm-mm. This is a no toxic forgiveness zone. Play with me and no. No. Like, my presence is golden. I don't give a damn who you are. There's no way that you can manipulate or tell me that the shit that I've been through as an adult, this is, you know what I mean? Like, this is recent. Like, some of these things that have happened is why I'm feeling like I will never, ever see any of these motherfuckers that I am blood DNA related to ever again. A lot of this shit has been happening during my spiritual journey. During my conscious awakening. And all the shit that was going on then, before this shit, it was like even then. Like, don't ever let no one tell you that you're not conscious. You are, like, for those people who are into consciousness, you are always conscious. You just had an awakening. You had to wake up and remember things in a different way. And if somebody ain't respecting you, not respecting your kids, not respecting any part of your livelihood, they gotta fucking go. And if people cannot accept that you do not have the traditional family dynamic, fuck them too. So, until next time, y'all. Peace.